Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. The Roval Road Course, Oval, whatever you want to call it, Kurt Busch on the pole for the inaugural running of the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Dominic Aragon's going to join us live from the Roval, and we're going to talk about it. There's one of those walls in particular. I think they need to move back because the guys kept hitting it and qualifying, and I guess the guys that qualified later got the benefit of the wall being moved back a little bit. But October brings some big shows to Sandia Speedway, and Charlie Fagan's going to join the show a little bit later to talk about the Modified Madness, the Sprint Car Stampede, and a two-day flat track racing that's coming up. Keller Williams is going to paint the town red this weekend with a bunch of open houses, and realtor Andrew McGibbon is going to join the show. Of course, he's done some SUCA racing and the Concours de Soleil last weekend. So a lot of cool things to talk about. We're going to catch up with Spencer, find out where Spencer Hill is. And joining us right now is RJ Lees with what's going on in the event calendar presented by the Unser Racing Museum. How you doing, RJ?
Doing great, David. What's going on with you today?
I'm doing good. So I wonder why you didn't bring any green chili in.
Oh, not yet, not yet. I don't roast myself, but we're going to get some out eventually, you know, warm us up, because I was a little cold on the drive-in.
Well, I'm telling you, last week I thought Jim Costa, with Yearwood Performance, nailed it. When he's like, well, it depends where you're getting it from, you know, because there are some great, great chili. And, of course, with the Balloon Fiesta right around the corner, we're going to have a lot of people in town that are going to want to try all of those chilies. So I think we need to have a New Mexico Motorsports Report salsa.
Hey, I will help out with that if we need to. We'll make it work. Don't worry about that.
Well, maybe we could sell some salsa, and maybe that would be a way for the show to make some money.
We already talked about the tomatillo, so we will do that on the side. Right. We'll mix it up. We'll make it work.
All right, now we're talking. Okay, well, let's get into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. What's going on this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to start off with our local events coming up. So that the Albuquerque Dragway, so Saturday today, September 29th, we have the high-octane shootout with the Rods and Combo race, with gates opening at 10 a.m. today, with all the runs are going to be at 1, 3, 5 p.m., kind of spaced out, but all great events that are coming up.
Well, absolutely, and of course, go ahead and mark your calendars now for the Hot Rod Rumble, which is Saturday, October 20th. Love that event. It's a combination car show, and then you can actually, after you show your car, you can put it on the track. So pre-1972, 74, I can't remember. I'll get the rest of that information. But the AFX Super Stockers are also going to run during that event. But this weekend, the high-octane shootout, got racing tomorrow as well, with the gates opening at 9 o'clock. So should be a great show. What's going on out at Sandia?
So Sandia, they're always known, so they're going to have the 29th, the Clay Oval Racing, presented by Gallus Chevrolet, starting at 6:30 sharp. They have the Time Attack, that's going to go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., followed right after by the Track Day, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then we already have our guest plan, but we're going to talk about the Modified Madness a little more in depth.
Absolutely. Charlie's going to join us in just a few minutes on that. But actually, I failed to mention some of the winners from the All Out Call Out. Cantero Brewing Company Slowpokes, and I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name, but in a 4.05 run in a Ford Taurus, Alex and Jaguberry. If I got that wrong, I apologize. Second place, Shad Brown, 4.04 in Mustang GT, was a double breakout in the final, so it goes to the closest index. So both of them went too fast. Firestone Complete Auto Care Street Fighter Class, first place, Dale Salazar in a Trans Am with a 12.86, second to Ken Case in a Chevy Malibu at a 12.78, The Psycho Tuning Big Boys class went to Clint Haskins, 11.48 in his Camaro. The Rock Lalu Heavy Hitters class, first place Ramon Munez with a 10.27 hole shot in a Mustang GT. And the Southwest Speed Let It Eat class, which is the unlimited class, went to Craig Stringfellow and the 10.26 in the Fox Body Mustang, which I think that was like an 8.5 class. So something must have happened in that one for those two to both run 10-second laps. And then, of course, they've got this great Broke Your Shit trophy went to Trevor Dominguez. And I think that that's really important because sometimes you get all set up for that and things just don't work out. So that was your all-out call-out. Also going to throw out some winners from Sandia last week in the Cruiser Hornets. Rob Mosley, Street Stocks, went to Danny Gross Jr., X-Mods to Jamie Torres, Wing Sprints, Don Grable in the number 148. They also had Flat Track Motorcycles, James Hosier walking away with that in the Vintage Motorcycle, and the Modern Motorcycle went to Dylan Beck. So what else we got going on as far as motocross?
1 second, Dave. Sorry for interrupting, but yeah. 4.05 is a slow poke, you say. I'm still learning these rules, but that's
14.
Just funny to me. 14, even
14.
Better.
Sorry about that.
I was about
that.
To say.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, the slow poke and that, you know, I mean, 14. Four, I mean, that might be an eighth mile, maybe.
Don't mean to call you out, but I was just laughing about that. I'm like, huh.
At least somebody was listening, RJ.
Hey, there you go. And there's a trophy for every occasion. That makes a race.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Good catch.
Yeah, so we're going to go to our final race on the two wheels coming out for local events. So at Sandia Motocross at Moriarty, they have the September 29th and 30th, so the whole weekend. It's going to be round 7, their final races going for the Moriarty Motocross 2018 race series.
Wow, and it's amazing because that's really a sign when the season's over is when everybody's having their final events. And in October, I mean, really, we all start thinking about Bloom Fiesta, and it seems like the rest of the year just goes quick. Let's talk about some car shows, man.
So, yeah, so we have some great car shows coming up. We have one actually pretty darn close to us. It's going to be on Paseo 925. It's the Cabela's Car and Truck Show with the Cabela's Club launching. So it's going to be from 10 to 3 this afternoon. With 50-50 drawings, door prizes, there's going to be food trucks. But pretty much it's a big old event with, they say, going to try to get around 200 cars and trucks. And everyone trying to get ready for the fall, which is my absolute favorite time of the year for hunting and camping. Great events going on at Cabela's. So.
Absolutely. And Joe putting that together. So get on out there and check that out. Plus, they have a giant parking lot. So they should have a lot of space for that. What else we got going on?
Yeah, so this is going to be a weekend event actually out in Las Lunas, so 28th through the 30th, which is considered the weekend, I guess.
Yep.
It's the New Mexico Car Council, the 40th annual swap meet. That's going to be at Las Lunas at Morris Field with hundreds of vendors with many auto-related parts, supplies. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday. We're going to open at 12, but they're opening at 3 on Sunday. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've ever been out there, it's amazing. I mean, and people bring in trailers full of stuff. I mean, parts and I don't necessarily know what I'm looking at, you know, but it's quite a good show. They always do a fantastic job. 40th annual. Make sure you check that out. What else we got going on?
So the 29th, so which is, of course, today, we have the Rio Abajo Car Show and Street Festival, which is going to be there in their 15th year in Berlin. So if you're out in this area, it's going to be food, live music. There's a poker bike race. I was trying to find out a little more. Also a health fair, but it's a perfect way that they say to start the fall in Valencia County.
A health fair? I mean, are they trying to find out how many of us car guys have diabetes?
Hey, whoever wants to go out there, we'll figure it out. I mean, hey, bring them in, right?
Awesome. And, of course, go ahead and mark your calendars down now. Next weekend, Four Wheel Parts is having a big show over there. They're going to have specials on wheels and tires, all kinds of cool stuff. So you definitely want to mark that out. And, hey, before we get into the racing calendar, with all the events, the races that are coming up in all the Pro Series, what do you think about this IndyCar movie coming out with Scott Dixon?
Yeah, I thought the IndyCar season was over. I had it off the calendar, and then we had to find a little something. But hey, The Born Racer, it's a documentary about Scott Dixon, so it's showing pretty much their whole team and how, of course, I mean, perfect timing as the victor for this season, but it just shows how, you know, the whole team's kind of behind him, the backstory, and just how much it takes to, you know, become a champion.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. I know John Haverland got to have a special screening, so he's going to actually review it probably over the weekend on the nmmotorsportsreport.com, so you definitely want to check that out. So just a reminder, Four Wheel Parts, your truck and Jeep accessory superstore, is having a sale next weekend. Instant rebates on ProComp tires. Buy three, get one free, up to $100 off Toyo, up to $200 off Mickey Thompson and Dick Sepik. 50% off of labor specials, drivetrain alignment specials, tonneau covers, bushwhacker flares, UTV accessories, 2425 Manal, east of I-25, that's Four Wheel Parts. The industry leader, exceptional warranties on Facebook at Four Wheel Parts Albuquerque. You can, of course, give Brian and his team a call over there at 883-0338, hashtag life is better off-road. And, of course, if you're heading out to the track this weekend and you forgot your fuel, remember, Yearwood Performance has got you covered with 12 different grades of Torco racing fuel since 1968. That's right, 50 years. They've been your home for Go Fast Parts. 341 Eubank on the west side or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco here on the west side. Did I say 341 Eubank was on the west side again?
Close enough.
It's on the east side. Close enough. Everything's within 10 minutes in this town.
We work 9674
Eagle Ranch Road on the west side across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to go live to Charlotte Motor Speedway on the other side and find out if there are any seats left in NASCAR and how you might be able to get one. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Celebrating 50 years, Yearwood Performance has been burning up the competition, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco racing fuel in 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, since 1968. Still serving New Mexico's hot rod scene with Go Fast Parts. Yearwoodperformance.com.
It's the Hunt for Bucks at Black Mesa Casino. Join us Sundays for a chance to win up to $1,200. Drawing times are 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Plus, one lucky winner at 8 p.m. will win a $500 gift card to Cabela's. Hot seat cash drawings are September 7th, 15th, 21st, and 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss 10 times ticket entries every Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight. See Players Club for full details. Fast cash drawings are September 4th, 10th, and 18th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzerias, and I want to personally invite you to my restaurants. Amore serves the only certified Neapolitan pizza in Albuquerque, as well as terrific salads, appetizers, and desserts, with 15 New Mexico beers on tap and select Italian wines. At Amore, everything is made from scratch. Our sauce, dough, bread, and even our mozzarella is made fresh every day. Amore is here to offer you great food 7 days a week. Visit us at Green Jeans Farmery at I-40 in Carlisle or West Downtown on Central east of Rio Grande. Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria.
Time to cook out with a new built-to-last stainless steel outdoor kitchen from a local company you can trust, Dreamstyle Remodeling. Imagine a kitchen without walls in your backyard. 16-gauge steel construction with 3, 4, or 5 burners at 15,000 BTUs. Porcelain tile, side burner, fridge, and access doors available in sorted colors and textures. Outdoor kitchen starting at just $39.96. Easy financing up to 24 months, no interest. Now you're cooking at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club.
Albuquerque's exclusive source for romance, passion, and pleasure. Visit Seductions with three locations. Seductions Westside on Coors, just north of Paseo. Seductions Eastside on Juan Tabo, just south of Candelaria. Or Seductions Uptown at San Mateo and Manal. Open daily. SeductionsOnline.com.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts. 250-6500.
Why should you eat at Paisano's Italian Restaurant? Because you care about quality. Hi, I'm Rick Camuglia. Everything we serve here at Paisano's is made from scratch in our on-premise kitchen. Our sausage and beef lasagna is just one great example. The pasta is fresh, made from whole eggs and Durum semolina flour. We cut and grind fresh pork to make our sweet Italian sausage. We don't buy ground beef, we grind our own to ensure its quality to make our own meatballs. We even shred our own whole milk mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses from the wheel. We make our marinara sauce from the best plum tomatoes, fresh basil, garlic, and olive oil that's available. At Paisano's, we cook like your Italian grandma. Having a special event? Reserve our enclosed climate-controlled patio or let us cater it at your location. Paisano's Italian Restaurant, 1935 Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's gotta be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note coming up at 9 a.m. You got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts, 10 a.m. You have the Team High School Show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. At 2 p.m., we're going to have the Dodgers versus Giants, 5:30, number 7, Stanford versus number 8, Notre Dame. And on Sunday, 11 a.m., we got the Cowboys versus the Lions, and then we're going to join In Progress, Dodgers versus Giants. But right now, we're heading out to the Roval and catching up with Dominic Aragon. How are you doing this morning, Dom?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Happy Saturday here from Concord, North Carolina. A little sunny, a little cloud in the sky, but hey, we made the cross-country trip yesterday from New Mexico, so we're happy to make this quick weekend trip out here to Charlotte.
How confused are people with this oval road course, oval, you know, Roval thing? There was a lot of, like, hitting the wall in the chicane yesterday in qualifying.
Exactly, yeah. Well, since 1960, this place has been known just as Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Oval. This is the first time they're doing the Roval, the road course, and just hearing the numbers on this place, you got 17 corners, over 2.28 miles of road course for one lap, and over 35 feet of elevation change. I think a lot of drivers are going to be pushing the limits, like we saw in practice yesterday, and there's going to be some penalties, some zip penalties that NASCAR will hand out. So I think a lot of drivers will be pushing those limits like they always do, but what a cool venue here. What an awesome track and experience to be able to experience a technical new venue here on the circuit in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Well, I tell you, and one thing that was funny is even ESPN and Bob Pockrass was having a conversation about whether they should have separate statistics for the Roval, you know, because it's not a road course and it's not an oval. And what's confusing to me about that is being out here in the Southwest, I've actually raced at Phoenix International Raceway that has a road course and used the oval. So I just think it's funny how, from a marketing perspective, they've spun this thing so much like it's the first time. It's not necessarily the first time this concept is happened. But why they can't focus on the fact that really the road course part is what's so different about it, that I think it should be included as a road course. I mean, what's your thought? Does it need its own segment, or can we call it a road course?
I think we can call it a road course, and actually I was talking with a couple of other members of the media about this. Is Well, as a NASCAR reporter, your quote-unquote Bible is racingreference.info. And when Racing Reference classifies this as the Charlotte parentheses road as its own separate classification, it's official. This is a road course, and it'll be classified as such. And I had a lot of talk out here with Kyle Busch winning the Coke 600 back in May. Was, hey, I could say I've won at all 23 Cup Series tracks for like 100 days until we hit the Roval. So with it being its own separate classification, yeah, I'm curious to see if Kyle Busch is going to be the one to pull in victory lane tomorrow to say he can still say he has won at all NASCAR Cup Series tracks.
Well, in addition to an exciting new track, it being an elimination track, the first race of the playoffs, a lot of the big drivers had problems. There's going to be a lot of desperation out, and I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this race, including, of course, the battle between Kurt Busch and A.J. Allmendinger to try and get the pole for this thing. And then, of course, also finding out that Allmendinger's not going to be back in the 47. I as a reporter, how are you going to stay focused? There is so many storylines and so many things going. I don't think you're asleep until Monday.
Oh, exactly. It comes to that point where you just have to use your news judgment and pick what you think would be the biggest story. But we essentially found out with the rookie class for 2019, or at least part of it is going to be for next year, with Hemric going to the 31. And then, as you mentioned, Ryan Preece taking over the 47, with A.J. Allmendinger leaving that seat at the end of the year. So we always talk about how some silly seasons are just really silly. This one's just been straight up ridiculous with all the different changes and everybody moving around. I don't think it's over by far just yet.
Well, and some great news for Hendrick. Alex Bowman starting third, Chase Elliott starting fourth, Jimmy Johnson starting sixth. Jimmy Johnson's on the outside looking in. He's looked awfully strong at this. I think it's a perfect example of looking at, somebody with patience, somebody who's won championships, actually showing some opportunity. But Alex Bowman, what a heck of a run for a third-place starting position.
Oh, exactly. Here's a guy, I think 3 years ago, would have just been thankful for the opportunity to still be in Cup if he was still running with some of the teams he was running with. And even speaking with him at Indianapolis a few weeks ago, if somebody told him 3 years ago he'd be making the playoffs as a Hendrick Motorsports driver, he said he wouldn't have believed it, just based on where he was at that point in his career. So I feel like we were like on chase watch for a couple of years. Like, is Chase Elliott going to win that first race? And he finally did it, Watkins Glen. Maybe Alex Bowman is the next guy to knock off that first win at a road course, the next road course race here being at the Roval.
How in trouble is Denny Hamlin?
That's an excellent question. Having the point steps back, he's going to need to pick up a lot of stage points this weekend. And wouldn't be surprised if we do see a lot of road course strategies. We see guys short pit like we have Sonoma and Watkins Glen try to make it a two-stop race. He's going to have to try some stuff out of the box. And I don't believe Hamlin has ever been eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. And he's made the playoffs every year under the 16-man format. So it's a cause for concern. It seems like he's the weak link right now at Joe Gibbs Racing among the playoff drivers. Eric Jones is hot. We know Kyle Busch is one of the big three. Kyle Busch is not going to have a problem advancing through some of these next few rounds, but Hamlin's in trouble.
Absolutely. When are we going to start talking about the big four? Brad Keselowski is actually sitting second in points. Probably one of the hottest drivers, with three victories in the last four races?
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, three in a row, and he could have had a great chance to win four in a row with Richmond last week. But, yeah, I think finally we have figured out who that fourth person is. And I think for a while we were wondering, Kyle Larson, is that Clint Bowyer? But with the little hot streak that Keselowski's team has hit in the last few weeks, and especially picking up that win in Indianapolis for Team Penske, win 500, I think there's just a lot of momentum there for that team at this point. And it's hard not to ignore the numbers. Brad Keselowski is our fourth guy to go up against the likes of Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and Kevin Harvick. So very likely, Dave, we could see those guys in the final four.
Absolutely. Is Arik Almirola overrated?
Well, I used to think that, but actually seeing how well he is running the equipment that he's been put in this year, and actually contending for top 10, top 5 finishes, and leading a bunch of laps to have the races at Chicagoland and New Hampshire won, I think it's a matter of time before we see Almirola win. And he's he kind of reminds me of like a Ryan Newman from 2014. You recall Newman was quiet through the playoffs, and he advanced his way. He was picking up top five finishes, slowly advancing his way through the round of 12, the round of 8, made the final four. Alan Rolla could be a sleeper pick amongst all this. Yes, he has one career win. It was at a rain-shortened race at Daytona 2 years ago, but just he from a number standpoint, Dave, he's having a career year, and Alan Rolla is sitting above the bubble right now. I think he continues to have quiet top 10 runs and pick up stage points. We could be talking about Almirola having a chance to advance to the championship four when we're at the round of 8 in a few weeks.
So I guess you're over him throwing you under the bus with the name deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's only so much, I guess, you can reflect on, especially when a press conference gets streamed on Fox Sports and,
right.
and you get the driver's name wrong. But, oh, I had a lot of fun with that, too. So it's been a good inside joke over the years.
Awesome. Hey, Sam, how can we follow your work this weekend?
You can follow us at the New Mexico Motorsport, that's nmmotorsportsreport.com. We'll be gathering some audio for ESPN Radio Albuquerque for the radio show next weekend, and catch our guys too along with theracingexperts.com. We got our crew out here this weekend too. And Dave, I just would like to take this opportunity to also say it's been awesome. It's been a pleasure to work with you these last 4 years, and I know we're all kind of moving in separate directions at the end of the year, but it's been a lot of fun to work with you and your team. It's been an honor to be associated with you guys, and I'm excited for what you guys have coming up in 2019.
Awesome. Same for you, Dominic, and anybody that can come out of Grants, New Mexico, man, it's gotta be something special. So I didn't just throw Grants under the bus, by the way. So all of you that are listening there, I didn't mean it to come out that way, but thank you so much for that, Dom. And enjoy the Roval, man. It's historic.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't want to miss this race, and Kentucky being the last time we had a new cup race added to the schedule. We're not sure what the next one's going to be. We're going to get Pocono, or we're going to get some other road course added, or maybe Iowa. We're not sure, but had to be here for a little piece of NASCAR history, because you never know when these opportunities come up. You have to grab them by the horns.
Absolutely. All right, Dom, thanks again, and we'll look forward to following you this weekend on nmmotorsportsreport.com. It was Dominic Aragon is reporting for us this weekend, but of course you can always catch him at theracingexperts.com as well. All right, on the other side, we're going to be throwing some dirt. That's right. Coming up, joining Charlie Fagan with Sandia Speedway and some events that got coming up in October. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to the ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
You did in the game.
I never found out. There were so many customers rushing in to take advantage of the amazing deals here at Fiesta Kia, I never made it out of the dealership.
Now at Fiesta Kia during America's Best Value Summer Clearance Sales Event, get the 2018 Kia Soul for only $13,995, $4,200 off MSRP on the 2018 Kia Forte, and get it for only $14,995. Or the 2018 Kia Sportage for $53,995 off MSRP and only $22,495.
Come on in to Fiesta Kia today
for a huge selection and a doggone great deal.
This Saturday, it's Tails and Ales from noon to 6 p.m. at the Dog Park at Cottonwood Mall. Enjoy local brews, food trucks, music, a canine demonstration, pet vendors, kids area, dog play area, pet adoption, and more. This Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. at the Dog Park at Cottonwood Mall.
Hey, New Mexico, did you know the breweries have gone to the dogs? Come on out to Tails and Ales for a doggone good time. Go to tailsandalesnm.com to get your tickets and to become a sponsor. Join us for this family fun event. Bring your furry friends, too.
Every sports bar has TVs, but not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted Albuquerque's best bar food and best appetizers by the Alibi. Enjoy MLB baseball games all week long on 11 HD TVs. And follow MLS soccer with award-winning food and dog-friendly patios at both locations. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy East of San Mateo.
You wouldn't overwater your elephants. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. One day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota Highlander. Just ask the people who bought one. They might mention its spacious cabin, quiet interior, and available panoramic moonroof. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard. The Highlander suite of advanced safety features, which helps monitor changing road conditions so you can respond to them in real time. It helps keep you and your family safe without sacrificing performance. You love it already, don't you? Right now, get $2,000 cash back on a new 2018 Highlander. For great deals on other Toyotas, visit Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback savings subject to approval. Must be applied to transaction. No cash payment made to consumer. Offers may vary by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends October 1st.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Walter, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Coming up next, on deck, FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the team high school show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. 2 p.m., Dodgers versus Giants. 5:30, number 7, Stanford versus number 8, Notre Dame. So that means you could go to the track tonight, and you could still listen to this on the radio. So make sure you make plans to go out and support your local dirt track. As a matter of fact, joining the show right now is Charlie Fragan. How are you doing this morning, Charlie?
I'm doing good this morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm sure you've been working on the track all week to get it ready for tonight's race. What time are gates opening out there today?
Tonight, gates open at 4 o'clock. We'll start packing the track at 6, and racing begins at 6:30. And we also have, we're actually out here cleaning the asphalt road course. We have a time attack today, so if you have a street vehicle that you want to try on the road course, you can come out here for just $12 and try your luck on the 1.7-mile asphalt road course.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you do any, like, for somebody who hasn't been out on that track before, do you do like a lead and follow or anything with that?
Actually, if it's a first-timer out here, we take them out, and we have a performance driving school which has permanent marks. So if it's a first-time driver, we take and show you what's called the line. That's how to get around the track. And there's paint marks where these cones go, and that tells you the entrance to a corner, an apex, and the exit. So we take them out there, and we spend a little bit of time with them showing them that. So they're just not going out there cold turkey. And that way, they once they get going around the track, they know where they need to be in a corner and coming out of a corner. It helps a lot.
Well, I mean, that sounds cheaper than going to a movie, and it sure is a heck of a lot more fun.
Yeah, for $12, it's hard to beat, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we still have a race this weekend, but I wanted to get people to start putting on their calendars some big shows that come up, which is kind of a celebration of the end of the season, but one more time for people to come out and celebrate. And getting kicked off next weekend is the Modified Madness. What can you tell us about that event?
Well, we have a real big October planned, as you know, David, and the Modified Madness kicks off the first weekend of October. And what that is it's the fastest dirt cars in Albuquerque and the surrounding area. We get a few guys from out of state coming, and it turns out to be one of our biggest stock car races of the year on the clay oval. So we'll see A-Mods, which the A-Mods run basically the same motors as the non-wing sprint cars. So these guys got some real money in their machines. And we have the X-Mods, little cheaper class, but I got to tell you, they run just as quick as the A-Mods. You'll see an X-Mod run with an A-Mod now and then, and they'll finish in the middle of the field sometimes. And we have our street stocks, but they're far from stock.
Right.
You hear the word stock, you think, oh, that's just a regular car. These street stocks are highly tuned machines, and they get around that dirt track unbelievably fast.
Well, and you've also added to some of the shows that I think is a fantastic addition, is the flat track motorcycles. And so they're going to be running a 2-day event.
Yeah, so our first weekend, like you were saying, we have the Modified Madness. We have our largest sprint car race of the year, which is called the Sprint Car Stampede. We run non-wing sprint cars. This year, we switched from 305 to 360 wing sprint cars, and on this clay oval, they are super fast. We also have wing and non-wing mini sprints, and the cruiser class will be running with the sprint cars that weekend also. And then the third weekend, which, as you were talking, all summer long, we've been running flat track motorcycles on the small track with the wing sprint cars. So on the third week in October, it's a 2-day show, and we do have people from all over. They're coming from Texas, Colorado, Arizona, and that we'll end up, where normally we have 20 to 30 flat trackers, we'll have 60 to 70 flat trackers for the 2-day show, which is crazy. And all year we run flat track on the small track, but this season finale we run both days, two different shows on the big and the small track all day. And then we end up October in our season with our Lantern Fest, which will have 8,000 people here sending off the Sky Lanterns, which is fabulous.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. A lot of like the fantastic stuff going on. I was kind of actually kind of roll into the Sprint Car Stampede, but you were able to cover all of that. So, I mean, is this something that people need to buy tickets now? Do they buy at the gate? Can they go to the website to get more information? How would they go about doing that?
Well, you could go to our Facebook page and get current weekend stuff. It's hard to advertise on Facebook. We do 5 to 7 races here a weekend. So on Facebook, it tells you that week events, but and also a lot of the points and that sort of stuff. But if you want to get all the information, go to racesandia.com, and that has everything on it. So, I mean, like, you know, you're talking about the Sprint Car Stampede. You know, it's one of our favorite events. Rarely you go somewhere and you can go see a non-wing sprint car race, or you can go see a wing sprint car race, but rarely you get to see them all at the same time. It's just nothing but sprint cars. It's really cool.
Yeah, and we have a lot of great sprint car drivers in town, and definitely a fantastic event. So I just want to remind people, for those ridiculous people, that the track's been there since 2000. Can you just remind people how to get out to the track?
Yeah, you know, and it's one of these things. It just, you know, it just happens. If you use your direction device, it'll lead you wrong way.
Exactly.
The best thing to do is head west out of Albuquerque, and when you get on top of 9 Mile Hill there, that's exit 149. So it's a Trisco Vista. So go west out of Albuquerque. When you get to the top of the hill, you get off the freeway. You're basically going to turn left and go over the freeway, and you're going to head back west 5 more miles on the south side and follow the signs. You only got a couple more miles to go to Sandia Speedway.
So as a fellow promoter, I'm going to give you that one shot. You got that 1 minute elevator speech. What do people need to know as to why they don't want to miss any of these events?
Well, it's open wheel racing when you do the Sprint Car Stampede. What that means is it's kind of like the Indy cars. When the tires touch, it sends the car into outer space.
Right.
So, you know, unfortunately that comes along with racing. That's crashing, and people thrive on that. That's what sucks them into the non-wing sprint cars. They just cartwheel and crash. And it's not like we love that part, but it is a part of this. There'll be a lot of it. When the bigger the money gets, we have over $20,000 in cash awards for the Sprint Car Stampede. These guys will take them, and the guys and gals, they'll take the gloves off and the fight will be on.
Yeah. Hey, give a little love to the sponsors that make this all happen.
Well, you know, I got there with the Sprint Car Stampede. There's lots of them, and I don't have them all in front of me, but we have Seductions, Jerry Mosier, Hal Burns Truck Outfit, Chuck Jackson, Car Crafters and Jackson Compaction are our title sponsors for that race, and we have many more, and without them, we just couldn't make this happen.
Absolutely. Hey, Charlie, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and hope to see you this evening, man. My dad says he's got to see some dirt track racing.
Yeah, I know. With your dad, we're going to set him up on the back straightaway so he can sit in his car. He's been out here, of course, one of the founders of the track, right? So
yeah.
We'll treat him like gold. Hey, thank you, David, for everything. I want to say hi to everybody, and good morning in Albuquerque. Yep. And hopefully we'll see you at the races tonight.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Charlie. We'll see you out there. I just wanted to jump real quickly and get Spencer Hill on. Hey, Spencer, where are you going to be this weekend?
Well, Dave, for the first time in quite a few years, I'm actually going to be racing here in Albuquerque at Sandia Speedway, and I'm really excited to get back at it here back home. And it's going to be nice to sleep in my own bed tonight, so that's going to be fun, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. Just had Charlie on talking about some events coming up, but, of course, the race today. Get yourself out there in a non-wing sprint. How quick did this come together? I mean, were you guys burning the midnight oil again, or is the car ready to go?
Man, I know it seems like it's one of those turn-and-burn type deals. I guess that's just how we've been working this whole season. It's been working pretty good for us, though. I mean, we've had a good year so far, and I have no complaints with it at all. We had a good idea that we were going to be probably racing this weekend, if not here in Albuquerque, somewhere at least. So the car's been pretty much ready to go. I'm about to go over to the race shop right now and get it started. But yeah, we pretty much got the whole deal together just a couple days ago. So maybe a little bit more last minute than I had hoped, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I think we're going to bring the micro sprint down there too and pull double duty tonight.
Oh man. So you're going to be really tired come tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a lazy Sunday for sure. Just a lot of studying and checking out NASCAR on the Roval, just kicking back and hopefully celebrating a couple wins.
What do you think of that, man? I mean, the Roval. I mean, to me, it's awesome because it's like, you know, these fantastic, I mean, best drivers in the world going, what the heck? You know, and I mean, hitting walls and spinning out. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be losing my mind coming back to a track that I haven't been in 5 years tonight.
Right.
And then I realized that over here in the NASCAR garage, that these guys have absolutely no idea what to expect tomorrow.
Right.
And then, of course, today with the Xfinity Series. So it kind of puts it in perspective, at least with the dirt track. I mean, we can always go back to some sort of notes that we can fall back on and make a good run at it. But these guys, they have nothing. Even with practice, I've never seen that many cars torn up at once. So it's going to be super exciting no matter what happens. I just don't know if anybody knows what to expect.
Yeah, and when you listen to a lot of the drivers, that's exactly what they're saying. Hey, man, appreciate you coming on this morning. Probably going to try and swing by the pits tonight. So if you need somebody to check your tire pressure, that's about all I can do, you know. So I hope to see you come by your pit tonight.
Of course, and anybody else that wants to come on by, come on down to the SDH Motorsports 11W pit, Grammy's Kitchen, of course. Everybody always taking care of us down there. So super excited to get going and looking forward to it, Dave.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Spencer. Good luck tonight, and hopefully you got to get in winner's circle.
Thank you very much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Awesome. That was Spencer Hill with Where's Spencer. He's going to be out at the dirt track tonight. So I think you need to mark it on your calendars and get on out. All right, on the other side, we're going to be talking a little bit of real estate. We're going to be talking some SCCA and, of course, a little Concours de Soleil. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
There's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
It's the 7th-ranked Stanford Cardinal versus number 8 Notre Dame, live from South Bend, Saturday at 5:30. Sponsored in part by Rocky Mountain Stone, Jay Gumbos, Oxford Wealth Advisors, and Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque on 101.7 The Team.
September is Toyota Truck Tailgate Month at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. Now get a $25 gift card from Smith's for your tailgating needs this football season when you take a test drive in any new truck. You can get a new Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for just $259 lease per month, or the Tundra 4x4 for just $349 per month with our upfront Smart Choice pricing. Visit us or online at toyotaabq.com, only at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank and I-40, your Smart Choice dealer.
Cool Springs Trampoline Park is moving this fall to 5205 San Mateo Boulevard. Cool Springs expands in its new location with all new trampolines, larger dodgeball, battle beam, competition ninja course, laser tag, virtual reality simulators, rock climbing walls, and a tasty snack bar. Visit Cool Springs Trampoline Park coming this fall to 5205 San Mateo Boulevard. For more information, go to coolsprings.com and follow us on Facebook. Cool Springs with a Z.
Max Steak in the Rough is helping the community. If you're part of an organization, church, high school, middle school, sports team, and you're trying to raise funds, Max can help. If you're interested in more information on how Max can help, email alex@frescascompanies.com. alex@frescascompanies.com. Max, true New Mexican flavor.
For the ultimate adrenaline rush, take flight on the Apache Windrider Zip Tour at Ski Apache, one of the longest zip lines in the world, or Apache Eagle Zip Rider at the Inn of the Mountain Gods, where you will soar over the majestic Lake Mescalero. What are you waiting for? Innofthemountaingods.com.
Is your yard in need of a little curb appeal? Hi, I'm Raquel with JPR Decorative Gravel. Now is the time to start decorating your yard with low-maintenance, zero-scape materials. At JPR, we are the leader when it comes to decorative gravel, crusher fines, sand, base course, and so much more. Come check out our supply of flagstone and boulders. We also offer tow-away ready-mix concrete carts. Consider JPR your go-to clutch team. With four locations to serve you, visit us at jprgravelnm.com.
Four Wheel Parts, your truck and Jeep accessory superstore, is having super September savings. Instant rebates on ProComp tires. Buy three, get one free. Up to $100 on Toyo. Up to $200 on Mickey Thompson and Dick's Epic tires. Up to 50% labor specials. Drivetrain and alignment specials. Tonneau covers, Bushwhacker flares, and UTV accessories. 2445 Manal east of I-25. Four Wheel Parts, the industry leader. Exceptional warranties. On Facebook, Four Wheel Parts Albuquerque. 883-0338. Hashtag life is better off-road.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And, you know, one thing I love about talking about, like, professional racing is, you know, these guys that are lucky enough to get to do this, you know, for a living. Most of the rest of us have to actually earn a living somewhere else, including, if a lot of you know that, you know, I recently got my real estate license and joined Keller Williams. And, of course, we have a big event going on this weekend called Paint the Town Red. But I wanted to get one of my other Keller Williams buddies on to talk about racing. So, hopefully, Keller Williams will give us a little bit of money for this spot, right? A little bit of sponsorship, and we'll put him in our cars. I mean, we'll admit it. I mean, I'm not interested in necessarily selling my house right now. I'm more interested in getting some of my projects done. But joining me is Andrew McGibbon. How are you doing this morning, Andrew?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, doing fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about your recent experience with the Solo Nationals, the SCCA Solo Nationals. And tell us a little bit about what that was like. How many cars showed up, where it was?
Yeah, so been doing autocrossing for 5 or 6 years for SCCA. They have a big event. The main event is every September in Lincoln, Nebraska right now. We typically have about 1,250 to 1,300 cars. This year we had 1,400 drivers, and it was it also sold out in record time. It was 4 days it took for us to sell out 1,400
wow.
entries.
1,400?
Yeah, it's an entire week of racing.
How many different divisions, I mean, is there for 1,400 drivers?
There's roughly 40 different classes,
oh,
give
okay.
or take a little
okay.
bit. Yeah, so there's all kinds of cars from the slowest, like, front-wheel drive stock Civic you could imagine, something with, you know, 80 horsepower, all the way up to things that are just really ridiculous, probably, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars into their car, full race cars, things like that, and everything in between. So tons of different classes.
How did you get started with that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I started out drifting, actually. And
right. And 8 years ago, you were a guest on my show talking drifting.
That's That's true, yeah. And I got into a little bit more of the grip stuff just because those were the cars that I had already been building and been used to, and just started to get into it at Sandia Motor Speedway. Really enjoyed it quite a bit. I really enjoyed the competition of it because with the times, you could really tell exactly how you were doing compared to everybody else, whereas with drifting, there's a little bit more you know, opinion and things of that nature on that. So I really like the competition nature of autocrossing. I like the low cost of it. I like the low risk of it. There wasn't much to hit usually. So usually your car came home in one piece for the most part. So that's the main reason I think it attracted me. So anyway, I've been to the Nationals in Lincoln, Nebraska now for 3 years in a row now.
Fantastic.
I don't ever want to miss another one. It's so much fun. It's a whole week of racing. It's a whole week of hanging out with friends. You meet people from all around the country, even Canadians, and there's people that come in from all over the place. So really get to meet a bunch of neat people and get to see them once a year and hang out. And, you know, there's nothing better than just hearing cars racing all day long for 5 days in a row, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But on the flip side, last weekend, the Concours des Soleils,
yes.
I know that you had set a goal, worked really hard for a particular vehicle, and were able to display it. Talk a little bit about how that kind of came about in showing your car.
Well, you know, many years ago when I first got into cars, Toyota MR2s were one of my favorite things.
Right.
And I liked them because of the look. They kind of looked like a Ferrari, but they were only a few thousand dollars. They were, you know, they're mid-engined. They just look good. So I was kind of big into Ferraris and that sort of thing. I've recently got into Formula One. The past 5 or 6 years, I've been watching Formula One like crazy.
Welcome to the dark side.
Ferrari's my favorite team. So awesome. I kind of always wanted to get a Ferrari. And luckily, earlier this year, I was able to get a 2000 Ferrari 360. And so I've had that for a little while and got entered into the Concours event. And it actually went pretty well in the class I was in from 1990 to 2006. It won first place out of 11 cars. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
You did fantastic. And I wanted to talk a little bit, of course, about real estate. I mean, because one of the things that I'm always looking for, and I would love your opinion too, is I love looking at people's garages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I don't have the greatest garage, and so maybe that's part of the way, but my dad, I mean, my dad's got more square footage in garage than he does in house, in his residence. And so that's one of the things that I kind of love about real estate is the balance between being able to combine my passion and still be close to my family and participate in family events instead of driving across town and getting a garage up to take my car somewhere else. What kind of drew you to real estate?
You know, I actually got into real estate in about 2002. I originally got my license then. Let it lapse kind of during the 2008-2009 crash.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, and I came back into it full-time about 5.5 years ago. But the reason I think I got into it, my dad was in the Air Force, so my whole life growing up, I was constantly, my parents were always buying kind of the cheapest house in the best neighborhood. We'd spend the next 2 to 4 years when we lived there fixing it up, trying to make money in 2 years on a house. So basically my entire life, we bought these crappy houses, fixed them up over the course of a couple years slowly, and then hopefully made them nice and ready to sell and made some money for the next one that we moved a couple years later. So I kind of did that my whole life, and I remember every 2 years us having to sell our house, you know, get it ready, always keep it clean while people were coming to see it.
Right.
And then a couple months later, we were out looking at new houses, and I'd go out there with my parents and the real estate agents. We'd look at houses. We'd pick one out. We'd, you know, rinse and repeat over and over again. So I kind of did that my whole life, and I kind of realized that that was a fun thing to do, was to you know, I liked looking at houses. I liked being in different types of houses. I kind of knew quite a bit about what it took to fix things up and make them nicer. So that was just something that always kind of interested me. And obviously there's money in it, so that never hurts, right?
Right.
If you do it right, there's money in it.
Well, and I think that there's money in it because you're helping people too.
Absolutely.
I mean, because the process itself is very daunting for most people. Even though a lot of times they're like, hey, I'm not emotional. Yes, it's emotional.
It's a very emotional process. There's no way around it. When it's yours, when there's that much money involved, when you've put that much time and you've spent, you know, your life there, that sort of thing, there's just no way around people not having some type of emotions about it, for sure.
Absolutely.
And being there for them and helping them through the process, making sure it goes as smoothly as possible is always rewarding when things go well and things work out well for people.
Well, I totally agree. And, of course, this weekend is a big weekend. It's called Paint the Town Red. It's a Keller Williams event. So you can see a lot of red out there, a lot of signs, open houses, 2 days' worth of open houses. Over 100 open houses, a lot of the agents that are out there helping you, whether you're thinking about buying, whether you want to sell, or you know you're just looking to invest. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. I'm sure you're super busy this weekend.
I am.
I'm surprised that I even got you for 15 minutes this morning. So I really appreciate you coming in and coming in and kind of catching up with us.
Yeah, of course. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So whether Andrew helps you or I help you, it doesn't matter. We're all on the same team over here at Keller Williams. Just look for the red balloons today and tomorrow. It's going to be a big time event. Tune in next Saturday for another big event here at the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it.
QTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque. 101.7 The Team, your hometown radio station.